This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rob, I can't get over that story that we just heard. Like, I still am flabbergasted at the story that we just heard. A lot of people are saying that's the plot of the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix. I've never seen that movie before. I was aware of it. Have you seen the movie Her before?
I have not actually seen Her. I know it won a bunch of awards, but I never saw it.
That's the plot of the movie? Like 100%? That a man is in a relationship with artificial intelligence while having a baby mama? That they live together? If that's the kind of movie, sign me up, because I will watch Her tonight, actually. Later today. It's not just the relationship with the AI. It's that he already is in a relationship. He already has a girlfriend and then has a fake girlfriend. Wild story. Let's go to the phone lines. Vern, what an entrance, Vern.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. You're hilarious.
Vern.
That's kind of the premise of Her. He does not have a baby mama.
I mean, this story, I don't know if you were listening just a few seconds ago. It's one of the, I will send you the TikTok so you can watch it. I've never heard a story like this.
I feel like those kind of things are going to start popping up more and more, man.
He was in a whole relationship with the app on his phone. Honestly, it blows my mind. All right.
I think that, anyway, yes.
No, you're fine. Vern, there's so much to talk about since the last time that you and I have
spoken. Let's talk about the Royals. Yep.
I mean, that also might not be a real relationship, if we're just being honest, if we're going through it.
I got like an eye twitch going. I've been grinding my teeth, man. It's been a very abusive relationship lately.
All right, it's been a lot. All right, let's start with this thing. Let's maybe start positive, and then we'll go from there. Have you ever seen a player hit a home run like Aaron Judge hit?
Not in that direction. Not at Kauffman Stadium in that direction. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani put one just as deep to dead center while I was in attendance. But I've never seen one hit there from anybody, batting practice or not. No, that was impressive. And again, that's something that 20 years from now, no matter how 2025 ends for the Kansas City Royals, I'll always remember that in what might be Aaron Judge's finest season, I saw him go deep twice, including hitting one of the three furthest home runs in the StatCast era.
I mean, that might honestly be the best thing that happened at Kauffman Stadium this past week. Like, when you really think, and a lot of things happen at Kauffman Stadium. I mean, Alex
like
Gordon.
On-field stuff, like not before, celebrations.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
everything used to be.
There was a lot of stuff that happened. That might be, like, number one on the list. I made the analogy earlier. It's kind of like this week was like Meet the Parents. I love Meet the Parents. A very exciting movie. It was everything that could go wrong did go wrong. He lost his luggage. He burned the altar. He blackened his sister's eye. Like, everything that could go wrong went wrong. For about 10 days, everything that could go wrong for the Royals has certainly went wrong for them.
Yeah, Cole Reagans lands on the IL. You do get Lucas Urseg back. So that's good news. Man, I'm trying to find something. I mean, I think having a players' meeting also fits into that, and then losing the very next game after the players' meeting. That, to me, also fits in the meet the parents analogy. No, a lot of negativity. Listen, here's more than 160,000 people turned out at Kauffman Stadium over the course of that six-game homestand. That was nice to see. Now, unfortunately, they didn't get to see their favorite baseball team win a single game or really have any confidence that the team was going to win a game at any point. I mean, it was nice on Sunday. You took that 2-0 lead as Bobby and Vinny came through in a big situation, something that this team, as we know, has struggled mightily in. But it kind of felt like we all exhaled after that third inning 2-0 lead, as if there wasn't six more innings where you needed to stop the opposition and, I don't know, add on a few more runs. Royals don't do that. They lose 3-2. Yeah, it was a forgettable road, forgettable homestand, and now it sets up a formidable road trip that begins with a game where you feel as if you have the advantage on the mound. Seth Lugo going opposite Jack Leiter. But outside of the starting pitching, again, I don't know where you have the advantage. So tonight, to me, begins with Seth Lugo. If you're waiting for the offense to outslug the Rangers, Royals' defense is really good, but the Rangers' defense is pretty solid as well. For as much pressure is, and deservedly so, is on the offense, that pressure only becomes magnified or really paid attention to so long as this pitching staff can return to form. You know, calendars flip to June, and this pitching staff is not only unable to drag this offense across the finish line to victories anymore, but it's also beginning to regress to the mean somewhat. Of course, the loss of Cole Reagans adds to that, and they're still a really good pitching staff. They're just not clearly the best in the American League anymore, and I think that's been reflected in the fact that they've lost 10 straight games as home favorites. Games in your ballpark where everyone's expecting you to win because you have the better pitcher, because you're the better team. Royals have lost that game 10 straight times.
I mean, it's just all of it. Like, when you throw all of it in the pot, where I know you and I have talked about attendance, and sometimes we kind of challenge fans to go out there. Hey, this is the game that you should show up. Royals fans did that. I mean, they got 30,000 people on a Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium. They don't do that very often out there. And for them to lose every game this week, for them to get swept by a team that lost 14 straight road games, for them to score 11 runs over a six-game homestand, like, it was just a combination of everything. The fans, I think, have done their part. They've come out. They've supported. They have bought into it. They got excited about the top prospect. They got very little in return from the organization this week.
Sure, but I will, serving as my dispatch from Kauffman Stadium, talking with the fans before and after games, not only on the radio but off the radio. The people that are showing up aren't waving the white flag just yet. I understand what social media and the text line I understand social media and the text line might be waving the white flag, talking about selling this guy, trading off that piece. But for the most part, Royals fans can at least acknowledge that things could be a lot worse. And they're appreciative that this rotation has been so very extraordinary, allowing time for guys like Bobby, Vinny, Salvi. And, now as we're 72 games into the season, C-Dot, for as much pressures on the offense, for as much as we talk about Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and how important they are and what you need from Jonathan India and Michael Garcia, man, we can't accept any regression from you. For as much as the blame falls on the hitters, as we get into the month of June, to me, some of that blame is now starting to shift. Instead of it being 100% on the hitters themselves, some of the blame for this being the lowest scoring offense in Royals franchise history, some of that blame is now beginning to shift to the front office, ownership, and general manager and the rest of the front office and their decision-making of when we're going to pull the trigger and try to help these guys. So, again, almost you know, next Thursday is the halfway point of the season. How much longer can you and I have the same conversation of, well, Bobby and Vinny and Salvi need to pick it up and they need to be Herculean for this offense to get back to their form from 2024. Eventually, they're telling you, we can't do it again this year. We need some help, and it's on ownership in the front office to deliver that help.
Are you sure that that help is coming? Because I'm looking at the Royals right now. They are at a crossroads. Like, you could tell me anything happens. Like, right now, if you don't tell me how the rest of the story goes, I could believe that the Royals are sellers at the deadline. I could believe that the Royals are buyers at the deadline. I could see the Royals not making a move and just simply waiting to the offseason to address some of these issues. We have talked so long about this team 100% going out a move to go and get some reinforcements. I mean, they're 11 and a half games back in the division. They're in a race with 7 or 8 teams to try to get the second or the third wild card spot. I don't know if it's a given that they're going to go at a bat in a couple of weeks.
Well, there's going to be a ton of egg on their face, because what the hell are you doing calling up Jack Caglione and punting on a year of service time if you're going to wave the white flag less than 2 months later? No, foot on the gas pedal. You need to be aggressive. And that's why I think some of the pressure is beginning to shift from the players themselves to the decision makers within this organization. Now, would I be, shocked if they're sellers at the deadline? No, because injuries can always pop up and kind of force your hand, especially with someone like Seth Lugo, where you might be able to cover it. We saw the Detroit Tigers a season ago trade off Mark Canha. They traded off a bullpen piece. They traded off Jack Flaherty, and they still made it to the postseason. So, you know, Seth Lugo is a possibility to be on the move regardless of how the next month and a half go. The only thing I can't envision is them doing nothing. In a market like this, with the talent that you have, you can't afford to do nothing. You need to buy or you need to sell. Standing pat after making that move with Jack Caglione, to me, would be awful.
Right now, we're joined by our Royals insider, Josh Furnier, getting his thoughts on all things with the Kansas City Royals. I feel like we've had this conversation, but one part of me is just, I am a little perplexed at how we got to this point. Last July, last year at this time, the Royals offense was pretty good. The Royals offense was pretty viable. Right now, they are the 29th ranked offense. They have only scored more runs than the Pirates, and they're 5 ahead of them. The Rockies have scored more runs this year than the Royals. The White Sox have scored more runs than this team. Like, their offense is bad. How did this thing get so bad so quickly with this offense?
Well, like we've talked about so many times, like I've pointed to basically every single time I've been on the air with you, it goes back to runners in scoring position. You know, last year, the offense wasn't good, C-Dot. It was middle of the road, and the only reason why it was middle of the road was because Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby were Herculean, right? I mean, Bobby was an MVP candidate. Salvi and Vinny were two of the 15 best hitters in all of Major League Baseball in clutch situations with runners in scoring position. Vinny was one of the top five in the sport. I mean, it's him, it's Juan Soto, it's Aaron Judge, it's Bobby. Vinny was one of the 10 best hitters in the sport last year. This year, he's been one of the 20 worst in those clutch situations, and so has Salvi, and the supporting cast has not grown around them to support them. So you're having regression from the three guys that did it all last year, and no one outside of Michael Garcia is attempting or is achieving any sort of balance to that. Is doing enough to offset that? Coming into the season, some of the power that you would that we all knew this team was going to need to support Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, the power from Renfro, MJ, and Michael Massey. We're 72 games into the season. The team was probably expecting 25 home runs between those three, MJ, Massey, and Renfro at this point of the season, about 25. They got 3, right? Massey's hurt, MJ's in AAA, Renfro's...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cares where he is. But, so that's how we got here. So the offense was never good last year. It was carried by three guys. Those three guys are yet to really show up this season. No one else is picking up the slack, so that's how you end up dead freaking last.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier here for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts on all things Royals. What did you make of the report that we saw earlier today that the Royals are having conversations about trading Seth Lugo? What did you make of how quickly JJ came out and shot it down? And also, Sam Mellinger came out pretty quickly and also shot it down. What did you make of the morning of Royals reporting?
Well, I didn't hear about it or see it until I was listening to Cody and Gold, and they brought it up to JJ. I was unaware of it. I try to stay off of Twitter. It wasn't a report once I went back and looked at it. It was someone saying, I'm hearing. So that's not reporting. That's just throwing stuff against a wall. Do you know? I mean, I don't even know the dude's name. I don't know if he's from a reputable source. So I don't pay much attention to people that I don't know that aren't from a reputable sport. Right? I mean, I clicked on it. I forgot his name, but I think it said he used to work for the AP. Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to what whoever that dude was.
It is Mark Keeley.
But of course, I mean, if the point is, do the Royals have a is it possible to move Seth Lugo? Well, yeah. I mean, do we think this organization is being run by idiots to where they have no long-term vision? Not only years from now, but you're telling me they can't even fathom the idea of trading Seth Lugo or Salvi or Michael Lorenzen or take your pick? Like, they haven't already discussed that as we're a month and a half away from the trade deadline. The whole thing to me was pretty stupid.
All right, a couple more things here, Vern, and we appreciate your time. Number one, do you think we'll see a move with the hitting coach? We were kind of having some fun with this earlier, that there are normally things that are kind of highlights of a bad season. Whenever fans start complaining about the offensive coordinator and who calls plays, that's normally the sign.
Yeah.
Whenever there is an argument between a coach and a media member for a question that they ask, it's usually a sign that things are not going well.
Yeah.
Also suggesting that the Royals should fire their hitting coach or their pitching coach. That is normally we can't get too mad at Bobby Witt Jr. We know they're not going to get rid of the manager, so we got to find somebody to blame this on. Let's blame this on the hitting coach. Do you think they'll make a change?
No. I think you nailed it on the head. Listen, for those that do want Alex Zumwalt, who is one of the three hitting coaches on this team, for those that want him gone and replaced, and I mean, you do care what the players want, right? You do want to keep a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. happy. You know, Alex Zumwalt and, you know, Keone, Joe Dillon, these guys have made relationships inside that clubhouse, and some have formed very strong bonds with these guys. And to act as if cutting them out of the clubhouse is an immediate boost, again, to me, it just shows that a lot of people don't know about the relationships that Zumwalt's built over the years inside that clubhouse, within that organization. And listen, I'm not saying those are the reasons why he's staying. He deserves the job. But I'm saying those relationships are why he is right for the job, and why, in my opinion, he should keep the job. And we should look at the guys like Bobby Witt Jr., who in the month of June has been a league average hitter. How many games did you guys expect to win with Bobby Witt Jr. as a league average hitter? With Salvi and Vinny being one of the 25 worst hitters in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. I don't care who. I don't care if Pete Rose rises from the dead and becomes your. You're not going anywhere unless those three guys at least perform well. And right now, Bobby's barely performing well. Vinny's not performing well enough in the big moments. And Salvi's been anything but consistent. If those three things continue, yeah, we will be talking about selling in a month and a half.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern, we were asking people this question yesterday, so we'll ask it to you today. Can you offer up a sort of hidden gem restaurant that you and your wife like? Not one of the staple restaurants. It doesn't have to be a barbecue restaurant, but there's a place that you and your wife like to eat. Tell people where it is.
See, but man, I'm such a, even though I've been here for a while, I feel still such like an outsider because I know there are multiple locations at this place, and maybe it's Dove or everybody knows Rancho Grande Cantina. That's the go-to. If we both have a night off, it's right up the road, and they just nail it every time.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern, we appreciate you.
All right, thank you, C-Dot.
Absolutely. That is Josh Vernier joining us on the show today. Always great to catch up with Vern.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.